The US President and First Lady will visit Pittsburgh tomorrow to meet the families of those killed in a mass shooting in a synagogue over the weekend. 11 people died and 6 others were injured in the deadliest attack on America's Jewish community. The alleged gunman has appeared in court. North America correspondent Stephanie March reports from Washington.
Facing the media today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held back tears as she spoke about the massacre at the Tree of Life Synagogue.
The president cherishes the American Jewish community for everything it stands for and contributes to our country. He adores Jewish Americans as part of his own family. The president is the grandfather of several Jewish grandchildren. His daughter is a Jewish American, and his son-in-law is a descendant of Holocaust survivors.
Donald Trump and his wife Melania will visit Pittsburgh tomorrow to meet with victims' families. Earlier today, a local Jewish group released an open letter with more than 30,000 signatures saying Mr. Trump is not welcome in their community unless he denounces white supremacy and stops targeting minorities and immigrants.
The president has denounced racism, hatred and bigotry in all forms on a number of occasions. We'll continue to do that. I'm doing it here today. And I would also say at the same time that some individuals, they're grieving, they're hurting. The president wants to be there to show the support of this administration for the Jewish community. The rabbi said that he is welcome as well, and certainly we want to show our support for those individuals.
On Twitter this morning, Mr. Trump again blamed the media for flaming the anger and outrage in America, labeling the press the true enemy of the people. Others argue the president himself is partly to blame. Sarah Sanders again.
You can't start putting the responsibility of individuals on anybody but the individual who carries out the crime.
Why is the president suggesting it's the news media? The president's the one placing blame here.
No, the president's not placing blame. The president's not responsible for these acts.
Without naming names, Rabbi Jeffrey Myers from the Tree of Life congregation has called for strong leadership to stop the culture of hate.
We do need to have strong leadership from all of our elected leaders, as I remarked last night at the vigil. Not any one person, all of them, from all political parties said, we need to stop the hate. Language of hate is just have no place. When you speak language of hate as a leader, you give permission to all peoples to say, it's okay to speak that way.
Earlier today, the man accused of carrying out the massacre, Robert Bowers, appeared in court. Shackled and in a wheelchair after surviving a shootout with police, he sat stone-faced as the charges were read out. He's been held without bail, and if convicted, he could be executed. This is Stephanie March in Washington, reporting for AM.